Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign took him to the streets of Baltimore today. Sanders visited Sandtown. That's the neighborhood of Freddie Gray, the young man whose death in police custody earlier this year sparked days of protest and unrest in the city. The senator wanted to talk to the mostly black audience about poverty, affordable housing, and education. But as NPR's Sam Sanders reports, that's not quite how the stop turned out.
Bernie Sanders took a walking tour through Sandtown Tuesday morning. It's a poor, mostly black neighborhood in Baltimore. And Sandtown burned in some places in the riots that followed Gray's death. But today, there are some signs of recovery. The CVS that was famously looted, it's being rebuilt. Sanders tried to take it all in.
We gotta have you move back.
But the swarm around him was thick. Journalists and ministers and locals. Throughout his tour, his tiny security detail struggled.
We don't want Trump! We don't want Trump!
That guy you just heard yelled out for Sanders to defeat Donald Trump. Others shouted that they wanted jobs, education, after-school programs. Baltimore pastor Jamal Bryant led the tour. Bryant pointed out the neighborhood's problems along the way, like the fact that there are more check-cashing stores than actual banks in Sandtown.
Oh, my God, you got one here? You got
one there? You'll see them all down this whole corridor.
And no banks.
And no banks.
In front of a gigantic mural to Freddie Gray, Bernie Sanders stopped and spoke a bit louder.
Stunning to understand that we are the wealthiest country in the history of the world. But in communities like this, what we're seeing is kids dropping out of school.
But he was drowned out by onlookers who chanted Gray's name. But Sanders stayed on message.
Being in bad schools, being in dilapidated housing, and it's time to transform our national priorities.
That moment could have defined Bernie Sanders' day, but it didn't. Before a press conference a few hours later, his press secretary, Simone Sanders, she said this to the press corps.
Don't ask about ISIS today. I mean, it's not on topic. So if it comes up and he wants to talk about it, the senator will let you know.
Well, it came up. And Sanders turned to the black pastors there at the podium with him when he responded.
All right, what about ISIS, guys? How often are these people talking about the issues that we talked about today? Of course I'll talk about ISIS.
But did he? Really?
What I have said is that obviously ISIS and terrorism are a huge national issue that we've got to address. But so is poverty. So is unemployment. So is education. So is health care. So is the need to protect working families. And I will continue to talk about those issues. Thank you very much.
And with that, he left the podium. The news may have shifted, but Bernie Sanders would not be moved. Sam Sanders, no relation. NPR News.